is Lazary. You know, the Bucks' son, the billionaire, one of the billionaire Bucks owners, his son, who is a candidate for, you know, United States Senate. He's Mark Lazary is one of the candidates for the Democratic nomination for Senate. You know, several months ago, he was lagging behind Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who has been endorsed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker. Elizabeth Warren, is Cory Booker was just here last week supporting Mandela Barnes. Elizabeth Warren has been here. I got another email. Elizabeth Warren is going to be here again this Saturday supporting Mandela Barnes, Senator. James Clyburn, the majority whip of South Carolina, has endorsed Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. On and on and on, long-standing Democrats have been supporting Mandela Barnes to become the next, you know, United States Senator and his run up against Ron Johnson. But something happened along the way. You know, several months ago, Mandela Barnes had a commanding lead over Mark Lazary. But you know what changed? Mark Lazary reached down in his purse and pulled out $12 million and put it on the table. And now, all of a sudden, Mark Lazary is within striking distance of Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, for the nomination. You know, an opportunity to run against Ron Johnson, Senator, United States Senator Ron Johnson. Do you have a problem with that? I mean, really, bought his way into contention. That's what Tom from L.A. has been talking about, and others have been talking about, and this is what happens in our country now. It's always been a problem, but not to the degree that, you know, Tim Michaels is doing the exact same thing on the other side of it in the race for governor. Never mind, we're not going to have any debates. Tim Michaels is chosen. He doesn't want to debate. He just wants to continue to put his money out there. And if you look the airwaves, television, radio, nonstop, if you didn't know anything about Tim Michaels, you know about him now. Because he's bought his way into contention. Mark Lazary has bought his way into contention. On the other side of that are people like Tom Nelson and Mandela Barnes, who are knocking on doors and taking every opportunity that they can get, you know, to go to town halls and talk to people and say, look, this is who I am. Yes, there's something seriously wrong with a system that allows people to just put their wallets down. And I don't know about you, but that's a turnoff for me. I personally am not going to vote for anybody who just shows up and puts their pocketbook down and says, guess what? This is who I am. And so, you know, I've got all this money. You don't need to know anything else about me, except for the fact that I've got a lot of money. Is that what you're looking for? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you say? Am I seeing this through the wrong lens? But just the fact that Mark Lazary has been able to make up, you know, 10 to 15 point deficit, people didn't know who he was. You know, many. He's not from this area. He's from out east, New York, in that area. So people had no clue, no idea who Mark Lazary is, other than the fact that he's the son of a billionaire who's one of the Bucks owners. But now, if every day you look up, the commercials are running, and now people know who he is, shouldn't the question be, you know, what have you done? Well, you know, I'm the son of a Bucks owner. Oh, okay, that's okay. So what else have you done? Why should I be looking at you as a possible United States senator, as my United States senator, besides the fact that you have all this money? But everybody's not seeing it through that prism, because he's clearly making up ground. And the only reason that he's doing that is because of the money. Same thing once again, excuse me, with Michaels, who's running, Tim Michaels, who's running on the Republican side for governor, the Republican nomination, to win the Republican nomination for governor, to run against Governor Evers. And so the hope is, for those who support Tim Michaels and Mark Lazary, is that they come out on top in their races, because the one thing both of them can do is finance their own campaigns. And the Democratic Party, as it relates to Mark Lazary, and the Republican Party, as it relates to Tim Michaels, can then use their resources somewhere else. But I get it from their perspective. What about from your and my perspective? You know, that has probably been an ongoing issue for quite some time. But it even stands out more for me, because I know Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. I know the work that he's put in. I know he doesn't have financial resources, but you know, he certainly doesn't have the financial resources to compete. Let's go to the phone lines and Eric from Tulsa. Hey, Eric, how you doing, my friend?
Hello, Mr. Ingram. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Eric, can you tell a difference in the power of our radio station now?
You know, the thing is what I really wish there was more of was a little more juice in the city itself.
Right.
You know, I know for a few days I had a really wonky signal sound.
The juice is in the city now. You haven't heard it. It's there. The radio station is powerful as any AM you're going to find anywhere. Just wanted to let you know.
That's great, because that was like the one thing with that is when I go downtown, I go to the post office downtown a lot, and I'd always lose it when I get into the city. But I've only been down there today since.
You won't lose it.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to hear.
Yeah.
I just want to comment on what you're talking about there, and I agree with you, you know, fully on financing and in politics. That's obviously something that's, you know, kind of run amok for decades, if not, you know, forever. But you know, there are mostly millionaires in the Senate. And so, you know, Lieutenant Governor Barnes has an uphill climb as far as that goes. But what it goes back to me is representing, you know, Wisconsin. I mean, we have two senators. We have a woman and you know, we need to represent the state more so than, honestly speaking, another white woman, another white male. We need more representation for more people in the state, and obviously Mandela Barnes has a history
Hey, Eric.
Can I wait on
Eric,
the break?
Yeah, wait on the break. Yeah, okay, you can wait on the break. Got to go through
a break.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.